Hello, welcome to God's Word. Today we will be studying righteousness, the righteousness that makes a Christian acceptable to God is the true righteousness that comes by faith and that is revealed in the works one does. There are people who appear to be righteous but are not right with God because although their works appear to be good, their hearts are filled with evil. Those who are truly righteous are heard by God and will receive eternal life. We should remember that while Judas appeared to be a worthy apostle, he was deeply into the treasury of the Lord, stealing from it for his own uses. Jesus many times spoke of the Pharisees and the Sadducees who looked righteous and required things that were above and beyond the law of those who they were to come in contact with. Let's look at the scriptures that talk about righteousness. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Jesus says, "But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." In chapter 5 of Matthew, verse 6, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." Philippians chapter 1, verse 11, "Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, "And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." Philippians chapter 3, verse 9, "And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith." Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, "For the grace of God, which brings salvation, has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly trusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age." Romans chapter 6, verse 13, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Acts chapter 10, verses 34 and 35. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him." 1 John chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. "Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil." James chapter 5, verse 16. "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. Jesus is talking here. "For I say unto you, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Romans chapter 10, verses 3, 4, and 10. "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." And now verse 10. "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Matthew chapter 23, verses 27 and 28. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but inside are full of dead man's bones and all uncleanliness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." When Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Righteousness is not only following God and doing His will. Righteousness, as we've seen here, is helping others, helping God by teaching the Word, by inviting others to church, by doing the needs of the kingdom. And the needs of the kingdom, as Jesus said in Matthew 25, include feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, taking in the stranger, clothing the naked, visiting the sick and imprisoned. It says that we should love our neighbor as ourself. Before that, it says that we should love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength. We need to make sure that we are Thank you, and have a good day.